Gina Carano was fired from The Mandalorian following some truly vile social media posts. Actor Pedro Pascal's sister has come out as trans and is being so supportive. And there's finally a resolution for the woman who sprayed her hair with Gorilla Glue. We're breaking down what happened with Ade Anibada.
It's February 11th, 2021. Hey friends, I'm Casey Rackham.
And I'm Zach Stafford. Welcome to BuzzFeed Daily.
Zach, I want to jump in right away because I love when people get punished for things they've done.
I also want you to because I saw canceled Disney trending last night and I just
didn't understand. Yes, we'll talk about that because first what happened was that Twitter wanted to canceled Gina Carano, and for an important reason. She actually was fired from the Mandalorian set after offensive social media posts. The ex-MMA star's post on Instagram inferred that being a Republican today is like being Jewish during the Holocaust, which that's a big yikes. So this isn't the first time Carano has posted controversial musings. In November, she tweeted a meme that appeared to criticize wearing a mask. And she also shared false information about voter fraud during the 2020 presidential election. So, you know, it feels like Disney was looking for a final straw to fire her for. And this was it. It just, you know, a tweet too far.
Disney said, "We have your HR file and it's quite hefty. Let's have a conversation."
But yes, so what you saw for the canceled Disney was then a lot of alt-right people were like, "Well, I'm canceling my Disney subscription." And I'm like, "Okay, that won't impact them at all, but good job."
They're like, "We don't give a damn. We're rich." Cancel it. They're like, "We don't even want you here anyway. Bye." That's my thing. Whenever this happens, as someone that's like worked in media for a while, whenever someone writes in like a white supremacist and it's like, "I can't believe you did that. I'm never giving money." I'm like, "Girl, I don't want the KKK coins anyway. Bye." Go away. It's fine. So anyway, goodbye, Carano. I'm sure Fox News will be calling you soon, so look out. Stay close to the phone. Meanwhile, we have some good news to share. Carano's Mandalorian co-star Pedro Pascal is making news after his sister came out as trans, and he's been nothing but supportive. Pascal, who you may also know from his role in Game of Thrones, posted a photo of his sister gracing the cover of the magazine Revista Ya with the comment, "Mi hermana, mi corazón, nuestro lux." That translates to, "My sister, my heart, our lux." And y'all didn't know I could read Spanish, did you? Gotcha. But no, it's seriously, we are very happy to see this moment. It is, as we say, we love to see it. We love to see pro-LGBTQ support at all times.
We do, especially from, you know, a cis man. Any trans support that we see out there is a step in the right direction.
And he's fine. So great. Love this.
He truly is. You know what? Not a lot of people liked Wonder Woman 2, but you know what? I thought Pedro Pascal was a wonderful villain.
I think he's great. He's wonderful now. You know, do bad things to me, daddy. Moving on. We need to talk about a turn of events that captivated the internet. Jessica Brown went crazy viral on TikTok after she used Gorilla Glue to style her hair. She posted a heartbreaking video in which she explained that her hair hadn't moved in a month and she was worried about losing it.
"Yo, look, my hair, it don't move. You hear what I'm telling you? It don't move."
People rallied around her online, but it took her a long time to find a medical professional who could help her.
Last night, we got an update that revealed the adhesive had finally been removed after a four-hour surgery. Joining us to explain why this story resonated for so many people is BuzzFeed News reporter Ade Onibada. Hi, Ade. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so we need to start here. What exactly is Gorilla Glue and what is its main purpose?
Okay, so Gorilla Glue is an adhesive. It's actually a brand. They have a whole collection. They've got tape, they've got glue, they've got spray. And it's generally used for like home stuff, like crafting, DIY. What it's definitely not for is your hair. I cannot overemphasize this. It is absolutely not for your scalp, not for your skin, not for your eyes, which it does warn on the actual tin. But yeah, for the most part, you can definitely use it to stick a piece of wood to another piece of wood. But you should never use it on your hair.
Okay, so on the surface, it might seem strange that Tessica reached for this to use in her hair, because yes, you're correct, one probably shouldn't reach for glue. But it does actually look and sound kind of similar to other hair products, right?
Yes, that's true. It does bear minimal resemblance to gorilla snot, which anybody who's like familiar, who may be a bit of a product junkie or has watched the YouTube videos, especially like black women, if you're trying to go for a sleek look, you know, trying to lay the baby hairs, get your edges straight, Gorilla Snot is like, literally, I use Gorilla Snot, like a small one. And it's not uncommon to have that on your counter. Or if you're looking for something a bit more heavy duty, you might use something like a Got To Be spray, which also has like a freezing hold effect. And on this occasion, of course, Tessica's explanation was that her Got To Be spray was finished and she thought she could substitute it with the Gorilla Glue spray.
Yeah, and that's where that heartbreaking video comes from, where we see her like showing, trying to get her hair undone, and it's just sticking more than like a man will stick to me. So, you know, you know, bravo, bravo. So we know last night that Tessica had to undergo a 4-hour surgery to remove the Gorilla Glue from her hair. But what did she try before that in order to remove the product? Because it's been this kind of journey that we've been obsessing over for a bit now.
Yeah, in fact, like even before she kind of like came to the public with her ordeal, she kind of shared that she had been at it for months. She had washed her hair about 15 plus times. Between her and her sister, they had tried steaming it. They had tried oils, a combination of oils, because you might think that that might have the same effect. She did take a trip to the ER after initially sharing her TikTok, where they gave her acetone wipes and a combination of acetone wipes and saline, which her sister shared on TikTok that she attempted to combine together and was continuously like reapplying daily with the hopes that it would somehow loosen everything up, all to no avail, which brings us now to her flying to LA for a special procedure.
And what is that special procedure? Because, you know, Casey and I are both in LA. I need to know this with, you know, with all my hair. Where do I need to go? What is that going to be like?
Well, in this instance, Tessica's savior has come in the form of Dr. Michael Obeng, who is a Ghanaian-American doctor, a Beverly Hills cosmetic surgeon, who generously offered to do this for her for free. He did explain that basically what he did was he put together a bunch of stuff. This is where the chemistry comes into it. I did not do well at chemistry, so I won't even pretend to know. But he did give like a small breakdown where he basically kind of explained that he used like a medical grade adhesive remover. It was a combination of acetone and some more natural things like aloe vera and olive oil. And there's video footage of the entire procedure online where you can see he's kind of like applying it topically to her scalp and loosening it with other utensils. It's no surprise it took 4 hours. The way that it was going, it's a very long procedure. In the end, I think most of us were shocked that Tessica still had hair by the end of it. But she's definitely come out with more hair than anybody expected her to have, and not as much damage as we had anticipated. Dr. Obeng said that, you know, she's going to have a very sensitive scalp moving forward. Most of the damage is to the perimeter of her head in terms of like her edges, and it's all just kind of like reflecting all the processes that she's gone through over the last month and a bit.
Wow. And you know, you've said this, but she had to fly to LA to meet with this one specialist that could do this. But why was it so hard for her to find help? She couldn't be the first person to put something in her hair like this.
I don't know. I really think she just
like, wait, no.
Like, I genuinely don't think putting Gorilla Glue in your hair is something that happens on a day-to-day basis. Like, Dr. Obeng even said that when he was presented with it, he thought it was a joke. Like, he didn't realize. Like, someone was like, hey, do you think you can get Gorilla Glue out of someone's hair? And then he was like, you know, potentially, but like, why would I have to do that? Like, he didn't necessarily fathom that it could be done. And he's also like kind of given very stern warnings that take Tessica's situation as a warning lesson to other people when it comes to what you're putting in your hair.
He's probably like, I'm only doing one free surgery. This is it. This is your warning.
So y'all better have insurance, girl. This
is no longer and free. Read the labels. You guys better read labels correctly, because like watching her, like, and we've seen how the kind of the overall internet has responded. Like, everybody was definitely, there was a vested interest and we were all very much interested in how this ordeal plays out. It's like, it went from funny to not funny very quickly when it became clear just how distressing it was. She had this ponytail that in the end had to be cut off before they could even work on the scalp. So she has lost hair in the process, and it's not been pretty.
So like you mentioned, we'll be right back with more on this, including why this story resonated with so many people.
Oh,
Welcome back. We're talking with Ade Onubada about the viral Gorilla Glue hairstyling TikTok. So we know Tessica used the Gorilla Glue spray after she ran out of her normal hairstyling spray, which resulted with her hair being glued to her scalp, and that Gorilla Glue reached out and sent condolences. So have they assisted in any other way besides an apology so far?
No, they haven't. And I think, you know, they're in a weird position themselves because I don't think they ever anticipated that a member of the public would take their very clearly advertised product that is used for DIY and put it in their hair. And they've kind of come off quite interestingly in this, in terms of like their brand name is now going to be synonymous with this moment, like forever and ever. Like when we do our roundup of 2021 and viral moments, Gorilla Glue will be in the mix. And it's now even become like a kind of euphemism. Like people are like, I'm going to use Gorilla Glue to hold my relationship together. You know, more people should consider putting Gorilla Glue on their lips. Like, you know, Gorilla Glue is having a moment right now and it's hilarious. But they've done, I think, the right thing as far as like extending their condolences and reaffirming like, hey, this isn't what our product is used for. Please take heed and you know, see this situation and know that you don't want to be that person next.
For sure. And there are reports that Tessica is considering filing a lawsuit. Can you tell us more about that? Is that actually true?
I mean, to my knowledge and from what I've seen, that isn't actually true. I think it's one of those things that starts off as like an internet whisper and snowballs, but that cannot be fully attributed to Tessica herself. She has been quite transparent on her socials, kind of giving people updates as things go along, and nowhere has she made any mention of a potential lawsuit. She's made clear, she's put out a GoFundMe, which has actually smashed its target of $1,500. It's actually sitting at over $20,000 and it was only launched 4 days ago. So, you know, sis is cashing in some strange way, like, yeah, cashing in on the misery of it all. But she's also had a lot of support from individuals like Chance the Rapper and everybody who's kind of like flooded her socials to show her messages of support.
Wow. Wow. Well, you know, this made me think a lot about the McDonald's hot coffee lawsuit, I think in the 90s that happened, where a woman spilled hot coffee on herself and sued McDonald's, got very, very rich. And a lot of people on the internet are comparing that to this as well. What do you think about this comparison? How are these different? Or maybe they're just not the same at all.
I mean, I would say that they're not the same, like without potentially implicating myself, because I don't want to beef McDonald's myself. But I think in terms of what was made public about that lawsuit, there was a degree of like intentionality as far as how hot McDonald's was keeping their coffee at that time. And in terms of third degree burns, that's definitely not what, you know, a customer expects to find or to receive after getting a Happy Meal. Like that's no longer a Happy Meal. Like you've definitely ruined the meal. So I wouldn't necessarily say that they're the same thing. Gorilla Glue's never positioned itself as a hair product, as a substitute hair product, as a hack. It's never tried to position itself as any of those things. And this clearly is just a case of, you know, a really bad mistake. And that's all that it can be called, right, really.
Mm. So we know that the original TikTok was viewed over 20 million times. Why do you think the story resonated with so many people?
I think to begin with, there's like the shock value of it. Like you kind of think to yourself, no way, like that can't be like real. That can't be possible, especially in this current internet age where, you know, sometimes people definitely manufacture things for in the hopes of going viral. Like it's not uncommon. So moments like this, it always comes back to me in terms of like the science of like, why do we share things, right? And I remember sharing it just as a general user, like away from being a reporter who sleuths on the internet and just sits there all day long. There's that element of, I know she, like, I love a slick ponytail, but this ain't it. And I remember sharing it with friends and, you know, it continues to travel fast. And I think there's a certain amount of idleness as well in terms of the pandemic. Like that's a very real reality of the current lives that we're living. Like some of us actually are just at home all day long on the internet. And yeah, I think there was a entertainment value, a shock value, which combined together makes it a grand investment. Now we want to know how the story plays out. What's the story to us though is Tessica's real life. I definitely think that kind of explained the sort of level of investment in it. Mm.
And you know, there was obviously a lot of cruel commentary because this is the internet, but there was also a lot of positivity, you know, a lot of women rallying around her to help her. What did you see online?
No, similar to you, like I saw like a combination, like obviously you still get the odd, like, this is ridiculous, this is silly, this can't be real. And then you get some people who are like, hey, yo, this isn't funny. Like she's clearly distressed and, you know, her misery or her pain shouldn't be for us to laugh at. you know, let's send sis some prayers. Let's send her some good words, some words of positivity, especially during the current time that we're living in. I'm sure Tessica definitely appreciates it.
Yeah, I mean, because like when I first saw this, my heart broke for her when I realized this wasn't a joke. And there's a moment when you watch it and you see in her face that like she's not kidding here. Like her hair is stuck to her head. And it made even as someone that has very, very short hair. We just know that anybody has a great relationship with their hair or has an intimate relationship with their hair. And to have it stuck like that, I could not imagine. That would be so terrifying.
Listen, especially as a Black woman, like, I don't know, like the thing it reminded me of is like when you have braids. And like when you cut a little too close, when you're taking your braids out, like the deconstruction effort to take down braids can sometimes be painful. And if you snip and you realize, oh crap, I've cut my hair. Or if you lose a braid and one falls out and you see your little strands of hair still attached to it, you're like, that's mine. And I've just lost it.
Yeah. Ugh.
Well, Ade, thank you so much for walking us through all of this.
No worries. Thank you guys for having me.
Well, that's it for today. Join us tomorrow when we're talking about the final installment in Netflix's To All the Boys film series with Ahiz Osifo.
And remember, the alt-right wanted to cancel Disney for canceling Gina Carano. So we're waiting for the inevitable article about cancel culture.
Oh, Bennett, it's coming. Be sure to subscribe to BuzzFeed Daily on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you go for your sound stories.
And please take the time to leave us a rating and a review. It helps us figure out what you like about the show versus what you love about the show. And remember to come back for more of what you love about BuzzFeed, coming to you daily.